Still good coming? I'm not sure.
David's not.
Okay. Good.
Said good evening, everyone. It's going to call our special meeting of the Town of Bolton Finance Committee to order on June 17th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. And we have present in the room David Coles, representing, committee member David Coles for Board of Selectmen. We have Ben Davies, Board of Ed. We have Danae Johnston for Board of Ed. We have myself, Ross Lally, member at large, Melissa Wieland, member at large. And then also meeting member Rodney Fournier, first selectman, who's joined by Zoom. And we have present also in the room Stephanie Smigola, who is our interim finance director for the town. David Caruso will not be joining us tonight. He's at some, the wards assembly, I believe. And tomorrow he will be on vacation and not our other meeting. So again, called the meeting to order. And before we move on to the agenda, I just want to thank everybody here who's a member of this team for their help in crafting, putting the budget together, as well as all those people who are not here tonight, like Superintendent Caruso. First, the town administrator, Jim Rupert. I want to thank everybody for that. And I also do want to thank, the voters who voted, whether they voted yes or voted no, they all supported the process that helped us, build, a better budget. So again, thank, for the poll workers as well for doing, for their being there to enable all this to happen. So I will now move on to public participation. And there is no public in the room. And let me just go, and there's two people in the waiting room. So let's go and see who they are. So one of them is Jim Warsh. Let me just make sure he doesn't have anything to say. And Stephanie, I have to admit. So before we move off public comment, let me just ask Mr. Warsh if he has anything to say, because I didn't realize he was sitting out there when I asked for public participation. He's connecting to audio. So, Jim, anything you had to say under public participation?
Yes.
No, nothing from Jim, and then I will.
Stephanie, you got it. That is one sentence, very sensitive.
For the recording person, I love
that. I think we got it. And then I just will note for the record that Tyler Egner, member at large, just joined at 5:33. So, no public participation. And let's go on to our ongoing business. As you all know, that this all passed last night. And of course, I do not remember what the votes were. You have
texted me
652.
I think it was five.
Is
I
six, no,
oh, I'm sorry.
560 to
Yeah.
510 or 512?
I think I texted. It was 562 to 516.
562, yes,
To
to
five.
516, no. So slightly smaller turnout than we had previously, but it's enough change in the voting to make the budget pass this time. So if we want to move on, we have two other items on here, and we're going to ignore if the referendum failed because it passed. So we're just going to step through that. And also we'll note that our tax collector, Lori Bushnell, just joined, and that is at about 5:34. So before we go on, I don't know if anybody had any questions for Lori about the process for sending out tax bills and all that other good stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess my
I
question would be,
mean,
do we get it done early enough to send them out for July 1st? Good. Okay.
so that was the question, was do we get them done in time to send them out July 1st? Answer yes, which is what we all were hoping for.
Yeah. Right.
That's the goal.
Yeah, it was.
So then we're going to just go through this and we should be done fairly quickly. Is formally accept the budget as approved by the voters. So Stephanie, if you want to share your screen so that we can make the proper motion. And Stephanie has started screen sharing, and I didn't have to give you permission, so there's something not set up properly, but whatever. So I will entertain a motion to approve a budget of $26,696,962, consisting of $692,448 for capital improvement, $1,421,514 for debt service, $50,000 for the contingency fund, and $7,383,598 for town proper, and $17,149,402 for Board of Education.
I'll make a motion to accept the budget as listed by Ross and approved by the voters.
So I have a motion by David Coles.
I'll second.
Second by Danae Johnston. Any further discussion? Then seeing none in the room or online, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Not hearing any, and I'm abstaining. So the motion carries. And then let's go on to setting the mill rate for real estate and personal property for fiscal year 2027. So the proposed mill rate is, if I correct, 33.97. Mm-hmm. So I'll entertain.
Is that with the most like recent calculations and all?
Yeah,
I know
that was
that's a formal calculation.
Yeah, that's what was on all the presentations that the that was presented to the voters.
And there's no changes to anything. So that's what goes. There's no changes at this point that we can make because we presented this, the people approved. So even if there's additional monies that could be given back at this point that are identified, they go into surplus for next year.
Yeah. I just thought we approved the total budget.
Well, actually, before this, did I have a second on this? Because we didn't.
No.
So,
come on and make the motion.
Yeah, we have a motion.
Yeah.
Well, the motion, then the second, and we can discuss.
I'll make the motion to set the mill rate at 33.97 for real estate and personal property for FY 2027.
So you second for that?
I'll second.
So motion made by David Cole, seconded by Tyler Egner. Now discussion.
So my question was, we set the overall budget number, the total number, not knowing exactly what the mill rate was, because the voters, even though it was within the document, they don't approve the mill rate.
Right.
They approve
the budget.
Total budget number,
yeah.
And
then
the mill rate gets calculated off of the most current
yeah.
numbers. Not that there's more give backs or anything, but
no, that's the you've got it correctly. Is they approved the budget, we showed them the mill rate that was associated with that budget, and now we formally adopt them.
Okay.
So there haven't been any grand list changes since that was.
I had updated the latest presentation includes the latest Board of Assessment Appeals changes, which dropped the grand list slightly. So that's why but that was incorporated in this most.
Yeah, so this is what we put out there. So, yeah. So any further discussion? And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. I'm abstaining, so motion passes. So now we will go on and set the mill rate for motor vehicles.
I'll make a motion to set the mill rate for motor vehicles at 32.46 for FY 2027.
So a motion made by David Coles. Do I have a second?
One second.
Seconded by Danae Johnston. Discussion? And seeing none in the room or online, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I'm abstaining. Motion passes by all voting members present. So then we are done with that part, and we can direct the tax collector to prepare the tax bills, which she is raring to do.
Yay, yeah. Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, do we need a physical motion for that, or is that?
I don't believe so. She's going to do it anyway. Right. She gets it. She's going to do it regardless of what we said, but no motions required. And then we can go on to. I would just suggest that we just defer the communications discussion till tomorrow.
I second that.
And that we can look at the meeting calendar tomorrow as well, because that's when we're going to have.
Close it to my ears.
Yeah.
So I just entertain a motion just to, you know, just basically table new business.
Make a motion to table new business until June 18th, 2026.
I'll second.
So a motion made and seconded. And the motion made by David, seconded by Tyler. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I'll abstain. Motion passes. So we'll take this up tomorrow. So I'll
make a motion to adjourn.
So a motion made by David to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Oh, you too. It's time, Melissa.
Seconded by Ben Davies. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great meeting,
folks. We're done. Thank you all very much. We'll adjourn the meeting at 5:41.
Wow, that's the fastest.
Have a good night.
Yeah, bring the average budget meeting.
It's an outlier.
Yes.
You and the data.
That was great. Yeah. Thanks, Stephanie, for all your work.